a space probe will pass through the tail of a comet called Vilt 2, and it will collect samples of Vilt 2's dust that it will analyze and bring back to Earth. The space probe named Stardust is only one of the remarkable space feats happening this weekend. Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday and regular Thursday guest on Day to Day, joins us. Ira, what about Stardust's mission?
Well, this is a really interesting one. This is a robotic probe that was launched almost 5 years ago. It's traveled 2 billion miles in space. And as you say, its mission is to catch the tail of a comet, so to speak, the Vilt 2, and bring back to Earth about 1,000 specks of dust that envelop the comet itself. And as you know, comets are really little dirty snowballs. Some of them can be pretty big dirty snowballs. And they're made of ice and dirt and pieces of rock. And when they come close to the sun, in other words, they come into our solar system, they start to boil away or ablate the dust on the ice, and all this dust comes out. And then in 2006, this little dust collector capsule is going to separate from the mothership and parachute down into the skies over Utah, where it's scheduled to make a soft landing at a military testing ground southwest of Salt Lake City.
It's going to actually parachute down. You know, I mean, I try not to be some kind of gaping kind of awestruck.
Well, we know who you really are, Alex.
Oh, my gosh. Can they really do that? It sounds amazing. But, you know, all this for 1,000 specks of dust from a comet?
Well, you know, this is not just your ordinary dust that you're picking up with a vacuum cleaner here on the floor, you know, after New Year's. This is really ancient dust left over from the beginning of the formation of our solar system. So they're carrying with them the primordial remnants, if I may be poetic this morning.
I like
primordial
that.
Remnants of this of our solar system, and that's so it's really interesting to study what the what the basic ingredients, the building blocks of our solar system were.
Okay, well, tell me now. This is not the only thing going on space-wise. There's actually a lot of other stuff. This is a big space time.
Yeah, if you're a space junkie, Alex, this week and weekend, this is like your Super Bowl. And the big event, of course, comes on Saturday when the first of two Mars rovers is scheduled to bounce its way to the surface of Mars. The first one is the rover Spirit. It's going to be followed later this month by its sister ship, the Opportunity. And these are golf cart-sized rovers, and they're going to wheel around the surface. They're going to probe the rocks. They're going to take great pictures and look for signs that there was once water on the planet and enough water to have supported life in the past. Perhaps there's still some form of life under the surface at the present. So that's going to be going on, but there's a lot more. Saturn is today close as it has been to the Earth in more than 30 years. And so if you have a new telescope, this is a great opportunity to go outside tonight and look at Saturn and the rings of Saturn. Now, let me tell you, I've been covering science for over 30 years. You read a lot about the rings. You intellectually, you know how wonderful this thing should look because you've seen pictures.
Yeah.
But really, nothing compares to actually seeing the rings of Saturn for yourself. It's really just really amazing. And there's one more event that you might want to look into this weekend.
Okay.
If you go out early Sunday morning before sunrise, you can see a meteor shower that doesn't get a lot of press, but it's still a pretty good meteor shower. It's the Quadrantids. This is a major meteor shower, not as famous as the Perseids in August, but just as intense. As you go outside, look toward the east, northeast in the sky. And you should see about a streak a minute. It's a busy New Year's for science freaks and people who are astronomers, and they'll be very busy, even though other people will be just recovering from New Year's.
Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday and regular Thursday guest on Day to Day. Thank you, Ira.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.